Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Rich Galen's here. Rich is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 15 years, he's been hanging out with us and doing a great job of helping us with political commentary. He's a political operative and columnist. Mullings.com is his website where you can find his outstanding American Cyber column twice weekly that you'll get an offering from him. And he used to spin to the right. I think his gyros have gotten a little bit tangled up on this year. But he's still our good friend, Rich Galen. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. My gyroscope is fine. The Republican Party's gyroscope, I think.
That's what it is.
It's falling off the track.
They're oscillating a little bit. You know, I want to say this, and I've said this before, and you haven't heard me say this, I don't think. But I had to stop doing reporting on this because I just didn't want to get hooked on the drugs it would take to recover from all that. but the thing is, we have a choice this year between, apologies to Johnson and Stein, we have a choice this year between the most morally corrupt person, certainly, I'm a pretty good student of history, the most morally corrupt person with the history like nobody else in the world, and I'm talking about
Ms. Aaron Burr's name pops up.
Oh, okay, yeah, right, yeah, exactly. But that was I'm still saying he takes a back seat. Mrs. Clinton, I think, is the most morally corrupt person who's ever run for president, and a whack doodle.
Right.
Those are our choices.
Yeah, I'm writing for the column today. You should say that. I was a little more succinct, but I said, is Hillary Clinton a crook? Absolutely. Is Donald Trump nuts? No question. Which of them deserves to sit in the Oval Office? Neither.
Well, it's frightening to me. The only thing about it is that I do come down. I am trying to do some triaging here. I'm trying to come down to something because I do want to vote. And I would like for my vote to count for something, and I am going to hold my nose. But I want to come back though. I want you to help us sort out, Rich, what's happened in the last few days, and tying that on to what we already know. I don't know if you remember, Rich, but back in the summer, I asked you on the air. I said, "Do you see a constitutional crisis coming?" And you discounted that in those days. Do you still feel that way?
Yes, I still do. I still think that when all the counting is done and the smoke clears, that whoever wins the Electoral College, and I don't think there'll be the split that we had in 2000, where Gore won the popular vote and Bush won the Electoral College vote. I don't think that's going to happen. I think whoever wins one will win the other. So I think that becomes a moot point.
I'll come back to that in a minute. Go ahead, give us your analysis of what's been happening in the last few days, and I'm not talking about Mr. Trump.
No, I understand. I mean, one of the things that we know still in politics is that the most dangerous thing for a politician is when something happens that cements what people thought about you in the first place. So when Trump was caught saying those awful things on the open mic on the Access Hollywood bus, It was so damaging to him because it just reinforced what everybody thought about him. He's just a slimy greaseball. And the same thing happened to Hillary Clinton on Friday when Director Comey sent that letter. It's just what everybody thought about her anyway. As you said, she's a crook. The fact is, the first thing that the Clinton campaign did, they went crazy saying the letter did not say he reopened the case, and they thought that was going to end it all. Mm-hmm. And it didn't. He didn't say reopened the case, but he certainly didn't say it was still closed.
Yeah.
And so what it did was it reinforced what people think about Hillary Clinton anyway, which is that she is just as sleazy in her way as Trump is in his way.
One thing that I keep thinking about, and the average voter probably doesn't think about this, but and you would know more about this than the two of us, but over the years, as you know, over the last 20 years or so, I've spent a good bit of time in Washington with the appointees, with the political appointees in my world, in the small business world. And
right,
so I've
sure.
seen I've seen them in commerce. I've seen them in the Department of Commerce, the trade specialists, the SBA, et cetera, et cetera. And so I've seen several years. I've seen these appointees descend upon these departments and start running them. So we're going to have 7,000 political appointees, if Hillary Clinton gets elected, 7,000 of her cronies in run the government. That's frightening to me. I have to be honest, folks, that's frightening. As a small business owner, not as Jim Blasingame, but as a small business owner and someone who advocates for small businesses, that's frightening to me, Rich.
Yeah, I can see that. The other side of it is that 7,000, I don't know that Trump has 7,000 cronies.
Well, and guess what?
Thank you. He's going to have to.
I'm okay with how to staff his
administration.
That's the good news, isn't it?
No, I don't. You know, it depends on which.
Maybe he'll go. Maybe
at.
He'll
my
go
fear,
get somebody like you and bring him in.
You know, no,
a real leader.
No, I wouldn't do it. I mean, they asked. I was somebody.
I didn't say you. I said somebody like you.
Leader. I can see that. People will fill those slots. But I'd rather have somebody, even a crook, that I know is a crook and we
God.
Can keep an eye on,
but
than
Rich,
somebody who is as unstable as Trump. And you never know whether your guy at SBA or at Commerce or in the U.S. Trade Representative's Office is going to do something that catches Trump's eye and he goes off on a tear for a week just because he thinks that the guy wouldn't pay obsequience to him. I mean, that scares me more than Hillary.
I do think that we don't really know, if you're totally honest, we don't really know what kind of president Trump will be, but I do think we know what kind of administration Hillary will have.
And that's exactly the problem I have.
Yeah.
I see that as dangerous.
You're going to vote for Johnson or Stein?
I already voted. I voted for John Kasich.
I voted for him, and I voted for him in the primary. But
I
think,
did too.
But the thing is, though, is he's disappointed me now. He refused to honor his oath. I think he's being petulant about this now. I mean, I've never admired Cruz before very much, but I do now because he's honored his commitment to vote.
He couldn't even say Trump's name.
When we come back, I'm going to folks.
Cruz
voted
early in Texas.
I'm going to medicate Galen while we're on off the air for a second, and I'm going to get him to tell us about the possible implications of what would happen if Hillary gets elected. What's going to happen to all these investigations?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.